Who would expect a tangible link between the lawless days of the 1930s, when Kansas City was pretty much a wide-open town, and the high-tech enforcement of today? Starting with the Union Station massacre, when police and federal agents were shamelessly gunned down by thugs. The link belongs to FBI Special Agent Jeff Lanza.
About 1990 or so, I get a call from Washington, D.C., unsolicited. Guy says, Agent Lanza, this is so-and-so in Washington, and I just want to tell you, you have a very famous badge. We've been doing some research. I said, oh, yeah, whose badge is it? He goes, it's Frank Smith, and he was an agent that was in the Union Station massacre. And coincidentally, I'm here in Kansas City, and it wasn't meant to be that way. No one said this badge has to go to Kansas City. It just so happened that I got this badge, and I was sent to Kansas City.
ID badges don't retire. When the agent does, they're reissued down through the years, and if they could speak.
A badge is more than just a piece of brass. It's a symbol of law enforcement.
And how that has changed from the days terrorists with names like Charles Pretty Boy Floyd held Kansas City and the Midwest hostage. I'm Dan Verbeck. This is My City.